Pray with me. So engage these moments, O God, by the work of your Holy Spirit, then on our hearing, in our receiving, in our believing, and in our proclamation, your name might be given to all the earth, and your hope and promise of new life might be sure in us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. This morning we continue our Lenten series on the theme of giving up, and this morning we center on giving up our very lives for the sake of the gospel. Now, I don't know how many of you have had this experience, but not too long ago I looked in the mirror and I discovered there was not a 19-year-old man looking at me. Where did that young man go? You know, there are times that I used to think that somebody my age was really old. How that has changed. Some of you in your 80s and 90s are but spring chickens to me now. I simply want to grow up and be like you. There are these moments out of which we find our lives, as the Bible describes it, as like a vapor. What we thought was so many years in advance is in fact but a brief moment. And those years which are from the past, they are but a day away. And yet you and I find ourselves today asking and discerning what it means to surrender our lives. The very essence of who we are, to become that which God has called us to be. Out of the New Testament stories, for me, one of the most stirring and beautiful is the one that was read for us today out of John's Gospel, the raising of Lazarus. To have two sisters show up at Jesus and say, "If you'd only been here, my brother would not have died." To watch the tears of the crowd and even Jesus' own tears. Look at how he loved him, as if it were in the past. You and I must fix our eyes and our hearts on that calling by name of Lazarus out of the tomb, and the invitation to those around who were standing there watching and experiencing this moment to unbind him and let him go. It's an invitation into life. Life into its fullness, not a life that we could fashion, not a life that we could measure or mark or design, to experience an abundance of new life. And when we encounter this power of Ezekiel, the story that was read out of the Old Testament, maybe that Old Testament